Australia, you're with The Wire. We go out on community and Indigenous radio to city and country. So hello today if you're listening in Canberra on 2XX 88.5 FM, in Noosa in Queensland on 101.3 FM, or in Tennant Creek on 102.9 through the Karma Network. Well, we're meant to believe that sport and politics don't mix, but players are often unwittingly led to be used as props in photo opportunities, helping leaders with negative backgrounds to gain legitimacy on the global stage and back home. With the World Cup starting in a couple of days in Russia, you're going to see a lot of vision like that. Dr. Alexei Muravev, Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies from Curtin University, spoke to The Wire's Chris Dastur about how global sporting events help add legitimacy to foreign regimes.
Obviously, for Russia, it's a unique opportunity to showcase itself and a different side to what has been portrayed in Western media over the past 4 years. Certainly, it's a massive PR campaign and exercise for Putin and his government, given the fact that hundreds of thousands of foreign visitors will be coming.
They had this opportunity previously with the Winter Olympics as well. It was a fairly, I think it was 2014, and it was still fairly different geopolitical situation then. How much of a difference does it make now in 2018 for Russia to have this stage?
Well, I mean, the fact that Russia is running the cup, the fact that all teams who were qualified to play in the cup are coming to Russia, the fact that negative publicity did not deter the spectators, the soccer fans, to visit Russia is a massive boost. And again, we need to remember that Russia is perceived differently in different parts of the world.
So Russia is obviously a big part of it, but then there's also, I wouldn't say smaller leaders, but other leaders. For example, Erdogan posing with German-Turkish players as well, and Chechnyan leader Ramzan Kadyrov posing with Mohamed Salah as well. What position does this put players in to deal with these leaders that they might not even know anything about and become used as a political prop?
Well, you highlighted a very important question and something that can be described as a growing concern, where you see professional sport, the so-called sport of high achievement, are now becoming an extension of politics. Sporting competition, which is supposed to be absolutely apolitical, supposed to be outside of what's happening politically in the world, has now been increasingly viewed as not just a competition between world-leading athletes, but rather than competition between states that these athletes represent. And obviously, events like the World Cup have been used to either promote the host country and showcase it and also achieve political gains, or as an attempt to demote the host country or any other geopolitical opponent involved. So it is no surprise to see top political brass trying to capitalize on the event and the publicity surrounding it for their personal promotion, for the promotion of the interests of the area or the country that they represent, as also a form of great power or any other political power gaming they may be playing with respect to other members and actors of the international community.
Is there any positive that can come out of these sort of associations, or is this only just going to be a negative because it's legitimizing these leaders?
Well, potentially there may be positives. Obviously, any professional sport requires funding. You know, without funding, you cannot achieve desired outcomes. And for that reason, you need to find sponsorship. I mean, you can find sponsorship through either corporate sponsorships, or you can find sponsorship by approaching the state. So in this sense, it may be a win-win situation for a particular club or a particular national team, when then they can get the backing from the head of the state, and that would provide them with necessary logistical support. But clearly, in a situation when sport is becoming increasingly politicized, it may have a degree of backfiring effect when sportsperson would start being viewed as almost agents of influence of a state. So it's a matter, once again, on how we choose to portray and perceive high-performance sports these days.
That's Dr. Alexei Muraev speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastur. The World Cup starts on Friday. Watch out for those photo opportunities.